Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 18th day of July of All-Star Week, the All-Star Game in the books. Yeah, they hit a couple of home runs. Yeah, they struck out a lot. And it's nice to know you can use your phones on the field now during the games. That's okay, too. So, that's last night. Hey, come over, take a picture. They're on your, around the bases, take a picture, you know. So, I mean, hey, if you take that stuff seriously. I was glad to see the kid tie the game up in the ninth inning with the two-run homer. Jeanette, nice moment. Other than that, you know, Judge homer, we've seen plenty of those. Trout homer, seen plenty of those. So again, not a bad game, but nothing thrilling. I was in and out of it. I went back and forth, but it was, you know, typical All-Star game. But now we move on, and today really the story is this: we'll get to the British Open, which is tomorrow. Hank Haney will join us because he picked Tiger. He used to coach him, as you know. We'll give you some thoughts on a couple of long shots as I try to, you know, give you a long shot in the British Open. We'll see if I can come up with someone. We'll also do Breed on the British Open. Starts tomorrow morning if you want to get. If you're a golf nut, you get up at 4 tomorrow morning or 5 and watch the. I think Phil tees off at 3 a.m. Tomorrow. Monza can look that up. I think it's 3 New York time where Phil tees off. You know, it starts. You can watch it real early in the morning if you want the next 4 days. You got the British Open. It's not bad. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes bad. Depends on the tournament. So Karnowski, basically the ball rolls forever. You know, you can hit it off the tee and it goes. It just rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls. It just, you know, rolls forever. You can roll 450 yards off the tee. So, but that's the way they play. And 3:03 for Phil. Okay, 3:03. If you're into Phil, you can set the alarm for 3:03 a.m. And tee off there. Then the other story today is this. When is a trade or not a trade, okay? We have Bobby Ojeda who wants to trade DeGrom. I'm going to tell you right now, my feeling is, and just more than just a gut feeling, that I don't think the Mets' reaction is going to be anything to what happened with DeGrom. I think it's just going to kind of ignore it. That's what I expect. So I don't think DeGrom will be traded. But let's see what Bobby O wants to do. We'll talk to him a little later. But the Machado deal, according to the last hour or so, is not a deal. Is it blown up? No one knows. Is he going to the Dodgers? Is he not going to the Dodgers? Last night, everybody had him going to the Dodgers. Now, it's not done. Is there complications? We don't know. So we'll see if something blows up there, or is he headed to the Dodgers, everybody expects. And then you have the NBA deal with Leonard and the Raptors, except one thing. Leonard doesn't want to play for the Raptors. So other than that, it's a great deal, except he doesn't want to go there. He doesn't want any part of it. So the DeRozan, in essence, we can, you know, throw in the other parts, but the DeRozan-Leonard deal is not a deal because, I mean, it's a deal, but is it a deal when the guy doesn't want to go to play for the team? So that's where we are with that deal right now. So when is a deal a deal? We're waiting to see. The best part of this for the Yankees is Machado is off the screen. You know, one way or the other. And now the Yankees can get back to dealing with what they have to deal with, which is finding a pitcher if they want to chase down the Red Sox. As we get ready for the second half, they trail by 3 in the loss column and are 4.5 behind in the standings, behind that Red Sox team, which didn't lose a whole lot in the last couple of weeks. You know, you don't have – you got a couple of races, you know, in the National League. You got a couple of races. I mean, the Phillies, Atlanta, Washington's a race. I get, you know, in the National League, all three are races. That's fair. In the American League, Houston's going to win. Cleveland's going to win. Boston Yankees both going to make the playoffs. Seattle's not a lock, but you know they got a good chance. I mean, Oakland's played really well. You got to give them credit. When I saw the Oakland team against the Yankees, I didn't think they were bad. I really didn't. I thought they were okay. And last league, as we said, I mean, then you got some good races. Everybody's pretty close. The Cubbies passing Milwaukee the last couple of weeks. Milwaukee went into the race. Milwaukee needed to shake things up. They went into the break really playing badly, playing very badly. You know, 8 of the last 10, 6 in a row, so they had played very badly. They had lost the first place, which they had kept a long time. Dodgers looking to not only have taking over, getting healthy, but also getting this Machado thing, which we'll see if we expected that it's done. Everyone thought it's done, but then the last hour, there's been a couple of reports that there may be some sticking points. We don't know what that is. So we'll see if there is an issue or not an issue there as we move on. So we get ready for all this. We're a couple days away from still starting the season. Friday night, the Yankees and the Red Sox. Remember, the Fan Fest is Sunday. We'll see everybody out there. I'll be the last one up on Sunday. All the shows will do an hour. I'll do 6 to 7:20, take you right to the pregame, and everyone will be there a little time before that, before they go on for their hour. Everyone will be there and hanging around. So, plus, you got a lot of players hanging around, too, so you come get photos and just basically, you know, if you're coming to the game, you come early, so you don't have to deal with the traffic. You can hang out at the park, and then you can go over and watch the Yankees and the Mets and see DeGrom, you know? And if you're a Met fan, you say, hey, Yankee fans, you want DeGrom? And if you're a Yankee fan, you sit there and say, hey, what do you want for this guy? So you can spend the whole night as he pitches negotiating in the stands. So they give you something to do all night as the Yankees and the Mets will finish up their three-game series. It is Syndergaard, Mats, and then DeGrom for the Mets, and it is Herman and Gray and Tanaka for the Yankees. No Severino to give them some time off. And we're still waiting to see what goes on with we expect Cespedes to play. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back for this. And I'm not sure. Torres, it sounds like, is ready to go. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Sanchez. We'll see. And that's where we are right now as we begin the final couple of months of the season. I don't want to say the second half because, you know, some teams have played 100 games, or 99. So it's not like the halfway through the season. We are far, far more than halfway through the season. The Yankees have played 95. The Mets have played 94. So we are a long way past the middle part of the season. So a lot to do. Like I said, we'll get to all the golf. If you're a golf fan, you got the British Open tomorrow. And we'll put a couple of guys on that and give you some long shot picks on that. And then we'll get into the NBA stuff. We got Bobby Ojeda. We got a couple of golf guys. And we'll get to all the other stuff as we get ready to start the second half. And who knows? I'm sure somebody might even have a thing to say about the All-Star game, although I don't know what it would be, except there were a lot of home runs. And like always, you know, same team won. And other than that, hey, it's another baseball game. A lot of home runs, a lot of strikeouts. That's what it was. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.